WebTalkWebcasting.com. You are listening to the Talk Webcasting Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the first annual Christmas edition of the Talk Webcasting Podcast. I'm Thomas, I'm the forum's admin, and I'm here to introduce the show. This edition of the show is being dedicated to low-quality microphones, because not only is mine on its last legs, so a big apologies for the hissing, but also another slots presenter is never much luck with his either. In this show, you'll find out how to set up your very own Shoutcast server for just £10 a month. I'll be interviewing a voiceover artist, and there'll be a little bit of cheesy Christmas cheer. I hope that everyone listening has had a fantastic Christmas. I'm now going to pass you over to Dave Carter.
Davey Carter's Bits and Bobs.
Hi there, I'm Dave Carter, also known as Davey Carter, on the TalkWebcasting.com forums. And in this edition of the Talk Webcasting podcast, I'm going to be looking at how you can set up your own Shoutcast server for under £10 a month. Firstly, though, I feel I should apologise for the quality of my mic. I'm currently moving studios and I'm using a crappy headset that I got from Tesco for under £5. Right, Shoutcast hosting can be expensive, especially if you've got little or no budget to do it, so I'll be telling you how you can do it on the cheap. So I don't want you to be under any false impressions here. You can host a Shoutcast server on the cheap, but you shouldn't really use this method to sell servers to other people. It's fine for personal use, but if you start selling these servers, you'll end up with some unhappy customers. With that out of the way, let's look at how we can do it. We're going to be using a company known as CheapVPS. You can find them at www.cheapvps.co.uk, and they offer VPS servers on a good network at low prices. I myself have two of their basic VPS servers and haven't had a problem with them within the last 6 months. The support is very helpful and response times are pretty good as well. So once you've ordered a server from them, I recommend personally their lowest price server, which is the 128MB Linux server for £5 a month. We can get logged in and start setting up our server. To log into the server, you're going to need an SSH program. For this, I personally recommend something called PuTTY. PuTTY is available for free by visiting www.putty.org. That's www.putty.org. Once you've downloaded PuTTY, which only takes a few seconds, there's no install to go through. You just simply run it. You'll be presented with a window like the one you can see in Diagram A. Enter your brand new server IP address into the box and click Open. For the first time, you may be presented with a window that looks like the one in Diagram B, warning you about the server fingerprint. This is completely fine, and you can choose Yes to add it to the cache. You'll be asked for your username and password. This will be sent to you by CheapVPS when they activate your account. Right, so now we're logged in, we can proceed to get the Shoutcast DNAS files. We're using something called wget for this process. Wget basically downloads a given URL to the current working directory on the server. I personally recommend creating a new directory for the download. So, at the command prompt, we can type in mkdir, leave a little space, then shout, to make a directory called shout. You can call the directory whatever you want, but for this tutorial, we're calling it shout. Once this is created, we need to change to that directory, so we simply issue the cd space shout command and press enter. Next, we need to get the files we need. To do this, we need to get the correct link to the file we wish to download. To save you time, we've written the link into the link B section of this podcast transcript page. So, how do we paste this link into PuTTY? Well, all we do is copy the link as you usually would, then, in the PuTTY window, type wget, leave a space, and then right-click in the PuTTY window. This should paste the link into the window. Hit enter and wait for your file to download. Right, so we've now downloaded the files and got them in the right place. Next, we need to extract the files. Simply issue the command tar space minus zxvf space star dot tar dot gz. Yeah, it's a big line, that's why we've included it in the transcript. Okay, all being well, your file should now be extracted. Now we need to edit the sc_serv.conf file to the settings we want. Some server packages come with different text editors installed, so try issuing the command nano, that's N-A-N-O, space sc_serv.conf. That's your sc_serv.conf. If this brings back nothing, we can use something called yum to install it. Simply type yum, Y-U-M, space install space nano and hit enter. You'll be prompted if it's okay to download the file, choose yes and wait for the process to complete. Now, reissue the nano space sc underscore save.conf command. Now we can edit the Shoutcast server conf file as we see fit. See Appendix A of the transcript for general configuration pointers. Once we've edited the file, we simply press Ctrl and X, and then choose Yes to save the text. The file name should already be in the box provided, but if not, just call it sc underscore save.conf. Now that we've edited everything and gotten it ready, we just need to chmod all of the files. You should choose your own chmod settings, but for this we'll just use 777. So, at the command prompt we issue chmod space 777 space star and hit enter. The final step is to issue the command to launch the server. We now simply type in full stop forward slash sc underscore serve, that's S-E-R-V, and hit enter. You should now see the server output running. At this step we can simply close PuTTY and our Shoutcast server will stay running in the background. That's it, and I hope you've enjoyed this section of the podcast. I'd like to wish everyone at talkwebcasting.com a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. See you next time.
Just a shout out to Talk Webcasting and the members there. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. This is Ian Carey. You're on Nova.
Ask a Pro.
This is the Ask a Pro section, where we interview a pro from the webcasting industry. Today we're going to have a quick interview with a voiceover artist. We'll be chatting with Jason from 360 Impact Branding. So Jason, could you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, admittedly, I am a media freak. I've worked over 18 years in broadcast, TV, and radio promotions and marketing. So anything to do with marketing and branding and even graphic design, I'm interested in.
So any sort of side hobbies?
As far as side hobbies, I spend time with my wife. I have to consider her a side hobby because I spend most of my time working, but, you know, I love being outdoors in the beach and getting away from it all. Sometimes it's nice to do that.
I know what you mean about getting outdoors. I'm passionate a bit of cycling myself. So now, from a business point of view, what is it that you offer? What might this podcast listeners be interested in?
Well, what I can do, Thomas, is provide consistent, quality, branded messages. I mean, that's what I'm doing this for, is to help stations stand out, give them a professional sound for the least amount of money spent, you know, and there are a lot of competitors out there that charge hundreds of dollars more than I do and deliver less on the quality scale. My goal is to super serve and to keep the folks that are coming to me on Talk Webcasting happy, because many of those free voiceovers have turned into legitimate business and I couldn't be more blessed.
Okay, so what actually got you into the voiceover industry?
Well, in this year, I got out of the broadcast industry. I was just tired of how things were going. You know, there's layoffs happening in radio, as you know, and television's not looking much better, and budgets are shrinking. So, I didn't want to be the next layoff. I just took a bold leap of faith in May and said, you know, hey, I'm done with day-to-day broadcasting and sitting behind a desk. I want to do my own thing and forge my own path. So this is how this business kind of came into being.
Okay.
Primarily, I provide imaging. I produce imaging for other voiceover talent and radio stations across the country. But, you know, I started thinking, well, why not tap into the vast resources of the internet and hone in and work on my voiceover skills? So I tapped into doing that back in, I guess it was August or September. I bought a microphone and the whole setup and that I needed to make this work. So far, I've been pretty successful in spite of the bad economy and the tough times that broadcasters are facing.
You were saying about the economic climate. Have you had any big challenges to come over?
Yeah, I would say one of the biggest challenges, and a lot of people forget about this, is when you start a business, you've got to promote and advertise yourself, just like I'm doing on Talk Webcasting. Advertising is very important, and earning trust and building loyalty is very important, because, you know, then word of mouth is the most powerful form of advertising that you get, and that's starting to work to my favor. I get a lot of word-of-mouth referrals. So I guess my biggest challenge that I had to overcome was just getting out there, getting my name out there, and calling up scores of radio stations and writing lots of internet books and just trying to get my name out there.
Okay, and finally, here's a tricky question from a member of the Talk Webcasting Forum. How much on average does a cough or cold cost you?
I would say anywhere from $100 to $500 or more, depending on how long it lasts. And many people may not realize this about me, but I live in Virginia Beach, Virginia, and we have fronts that come through here where one day it's 70 degrees, the next day it's 40, the next day it's 60, the next day it's 30. So it's just wild and wacky weather to deal with. And I have sinus infections and colds all the time, but hopefully nobody's noticed so far.
Okay, that's all we've got time for. Thank you very much for participating, Jason.
Thanks a lot.
That was Jason from 360 Impact Branding. He's currently helping out with a free voiceover offer on the Talk Webcasting forums, so be quick and try and grab your own free voiceover from him. You can find out more about Jason at his website, which is www.360impactbranding.com.
Ask a pro. Are you a webcaster? Are you interested in being a webcaster? Do you want to run your own radio station? Or are you just curious about how it all works? Have we got the site for you? TalkWebcasting.com has information about all things webcasting. TalkWebcasting.com. Visit the site today. Sign up. It's free. TalkWebcasting.com.